The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Welcome to the Icons of Real Estate. I'm Tim Calloway. We have a very special guest today from my home state of Texas, Lance Donaldson with eXp Realty in Waco, Texas. How are you, Lance?
Man, I'm doing wonderful today. How are you?
I'm fantastic as well. Thank you for being on. I really appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to ask you the same question I ask everybody when they come on the program. I'm not going to let you off the hook that easy. Were you a small child of 4 or 5 years old, tugging on your parents' pant legs, saying, hey, mom and dad, how do I become a realtor? Or were you like the rest of us where we kind of fell back into it?
Man, I had no clue what real estate was or if I even wanted to be in real estate until about 3 months before I got my license.
Oh, wow.
I'd never even bought or sold my own house. We rented. I lived in the parsonage. I was a youth minister for a while. And then we bought a house.
Yeah.
Never went through the entire of buying, selling, or anything until I got my license and actually sold a house.
Wow. That's, I'll use the phrase baptism by fire, right?
Yes.
It really is. Well, did you have a mentor or did someone drag you kicking and screaming, or did you meet someone and they showed you the beauty of, you know, being in real estate, or how did that work?
No, my wife for years has been saying, Lance, you'd be great in real estate. You'd be great in real estate. And I was like, no, I don't really want to. I know I needed a career change and I needed to do something. So I went and asked a bunch of my friends who are real estate agents here in Waco, and then one with eXp. I called the ones here in Waco. Would I be good in real estate? Would I be good? They said, hey, you'd be great. Let me tell you about my company. Hey, you'd be great. Let me recruit you. Hey, you'd be good. Let me recruit you. And it was really just one word about myself.
Yeah.
And then everything else about their company. Well, wow. I have a longtime friend, Tracy Gagnon with eXp Realty, on her since 1991. I know that she was very successful in real estate. I said, let me call Tracy and just ask if I'd be good in real estate. So I asked her, would I be good in real estate? We talked 30, 40 minutes on why I would be a good fit for real estate. And then at the very end, she goes, hey, why don't you come down and look at this new company that we just joined a few months ago called eXp Realty. She lived in San Antonio at the time. It's about 3 hours from me. Come down here and speak with her and, you know, see the presentation. So I drove down there, had watched the presentation. I'm a very logical person and I do not make any decisions by feelings or emotions. So I went and took all the people that I called, found out what their brokerage did interviews with them, find out what their split caps, what they could offer. And then I made a spreadsheet for all of them. And once I did that, I was like, well, this is a no-brainer.
eXp is
much better if I cap. I knew, like I said, I knew nothing about selling houses. I hadn't even started a class at the time.
Wow.
I sell 14, 15 houses. How hard is that in the first year?
Right. You
know, these people, it can't be that hard.
These people did it.
These people did it. I mean,
What's so special about them?
Yeah. And I figured I would have an extra, you know, $5,000-$6,000 in my pocket just with eXp, not the extras that eXp offers.
Yeah.
But I went in and the very first year I did 12 units. So I was a little disappointed that I didn't cap and I didn't hit my goal, but I made more selling eXp than I had previously in the past, you know, few years.
Yeah.
Every year. So I was like, well, okay, I can do this.
Right. Yeah, that's fantastic, man. That's a great story. I love hearing that. I love hearing the stories about people transitioning because everybody came from somewhere else, right? Because really nobody grew up tugging on their parents' pant legs saying, how do you become a realtor? It just doesn't work like that. And so that's a great story. I do love hearing it. So we heard how you got started. Let's step up a notch and let's talk about today. I see it is the Lance Donaldson team. Now, does that mean, you know, do you have a full-fledged team or are you working on that or what's
I'm working on getting a team.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, my son looked at getting into real estate, wanted to get in. So I said, well, in order to get the most advantages that I can out of not only EXP, but KV Core, it'd be best if I did a self-organized team.
Yes.
I wanted to create that so I could use that for my advantage. I created the Lance Donaldson team, and it's just a self-organized team within of EXP. Went from there. I don't have any agents underneath me. He decided it was not for him, which is fine. But I am now this year, my focus is going to be recruiting agents directly to my team, making more of a standard team that people are used to.
Right. Wow, that's fantastic. So there'll be a lot of processes in that for sure. The nice thing about EXP, I think, is there's a lot of resources out there to help you with that. You know, there's a lot of resources in the manpower, online, whole nine yards. There's always somebody there that's going to guide you through that.
Right. And that's the beautiful thing. All I got to do is make one phone call or make one post, say, hey, I need help. And people will reach out and say, hey, either here's my phone number, call me, or hey, here's what I did. And it's really a community that helps. I know someone was asking a question about a virtual assistant. I said, here's my number.
Yeah. You know,
give me a call and I will talk to anyone that has a question, because I just hired one back in July. And right. Tell them the process and tell them, you know, both highs and lows on it. So I'm very open. I believe in helping out other people, because I know eventually that I'm going to need help and I can reach out. And like I said, the beautiful thing about EXP is we're all in it together. And yes. There's so many people that are willing to help you out.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Fantastic. So let's take it to the next step. We've heard about how you started. We hear about, you know, kind of what you're doing today and getting your team together. And before we extol the greatness of Waco and Texas overall and your area, let's put our prognostication hats on real quick and tell me about the future. What is the next, you know, what's your vision board look like the next 1, 3, maybe even 5 years for the Lance Donaldson team? And then how do you plan on getting there?
I would actually like to cut back on sales.
Okay.
So personally. I mean, I don't really work hard. I know this. Some days, yes, I work long days, but other days, I'm just, you know, I don't want to work hard. I want to follow up on my leads, work 3 hours, and then after that, do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Which is really nice because I have that ability. I would like to cut that down even more. I would like to get people on my team and doing the sales, basically me funding the advertising and them working for me and have people underneath me, people that may not have the vision. Not everyone it does have a vision of becoming their own boss, their own leader.
Right.
People that want just to be the workers. Hey, let me be a worker. You supply me with stuff and I'll work my tail off. And you know what? That's what makes the world go around. And it's okay to be that. Myself, more of a visionary. I would rather pay someone to do the work and then get a little residual from it.
Right.
So that's just my way of thinking. But I know you have to spend money to make money, and I'm perfectly fine with that. So I see myself working less, but making more. I see myself going towards more the recruiting side as well. Okay. When I first started with EXP, yes, I tried to recruit everybody, but I didn't know what I was doing. Even though they had a great playbook for me, I didn't know how to do what to do. And I didn't have the credibility behind my name that some of these people have that have been in the business for a long time.
Right. Now,
the credibility behind my name, I can go out and say, hey, look, this is what it is. And people are going to sit and listen. You know, no, I'm not Hutton. And
I remember.
Yeah. When Ian Hutton talks, people listen.
Everybody at the table. Oh.
But I have been successful these past few years and people have started to take notice, especially in the Waco area. Hey, Lance, he does a great job and he is a successful agent.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I think you definitely have to maneuver that into your long-term goal, right? I mean, we do that for a reason. We try to become the local authority, the local consultant, even with something I'd love to talk to you about sometime, you know, with a podcast, even by definition on Google, if you look up like definitions of podcast, becoming local celebrity, even though you try to be humble and, you know, move through life, but that's just what it is. I know when I go to my local, you know, here in West Palm Beach, I can walk down from where I'm at in my condo and I'm at a deli, right? And then I go to a market, right? And then I go and everybody knows what I do. Everybody knows I'm the host of the Icons of Real Estate podcast. Who do you got on your show today? Who's this? Did you get, you know, so-and-so on there yet? And it, you know, that's what a podcast does, you know, and that's what that form of marketing does for you. So it's an exciting time. So I definitely think you're heading in the right direction. So being a fellow Texan, I would love to hear you extol the greatness and tell me about Waco and kind of what's going on in the area and maybe even homes in the area. What's going on there?
Man, Waco is booming. We are still in a housing shortage in Waco. For those who do not know who our Waco is, it is halfway between Dallas and Austin. I mean, almost, it's an hour and a half. I tell everyone, Waco has everything you need. If you need something, Waco has it. If you really want something outlandish, drive an hour and a half north or south. You will find it and find everything you have. People from the bigger cities, even Dallas, you drive across town, it's an hour and a half.
Sure.
Here, Waco, I can drive an hour and a half and be in Dallas. So it's no difference than all of that.
Yep.
People that are not from Waco, I tell everyone, everything is Waco. You know, however, if you're from Waco, people break it down either by the community and mainly the school districts that you live
right.
in.
Right, right.
So I live in a little small community called Bosqueville. Yeah. We are a very small community. My house is actually in the city limits of Waco, but the school district is Bosqueville. And like I said, we have 700 kids, kindergarten through high school.
Wow.
But like I said, we're small, but we like it that way. You get a small community feel. There's some great, great towns that butt up against Waco. And people just love those small towns because you still have that small town feel. You have that small town community. You have people that care and you know, truly care what you do and how you do it and love on you and lift you up. So I love that small town feel. But at the same time, we have everything that you need. It'll actually take me about 20 minutes to get across town.
Right.
And that's if on a bad day. So with any traffic jams, my definition of a traffic jam in Waco, if you have three red lights before you can get through the light, that's traffic.
That's a rough day. I always said, in Dallas, when I lived in Dallas for so long, and I lived in the burbs in far north Dallas. And even then though I worked in Dallas inside LBJ in the Loop. And I'd spend 30 minutes getting to the highway, from the office, getting to the highway. And one day you just turn around and go, well, that was an hour and 20 minutes not well spent. And you're right. I always liken Waco, because Dr. Pepper, obviously, but I always liken Waco of people who don't know Waco that well, if they watch football and they see the commercials for Fanville, the Dr. Pepper commercial with Brian Bosworth. I'm always like, that kind of reminds me of Waco, just a little bit, because of Dr. Pepper, obviously.
Yeah.
Small town. But yeah, Waco's a great place, man. I spent a lot of time there, a lot of friends there, a lot of people went to Baylor that I knew. So good community. So did you have something else? I'm sorry.
Oh, and Waco is still growing. We have
big
companies coming in. It is expanding, it's growing. And I mean, it is just a wonderful time to be in Waco. Especially in the housing market, the issue that we're having is houses on the market. Like right now, I still have 15 clients that I'm looking for their perfect house for.
Wow.
And it's just, they're not out there. We have 2 months worth of inventory. At one time, down to 20 days worth of inventory.
Wow.
Which is just nuts.
It's nothing.
Yep.
God forbid one person come into town and say, hey, I'm moving here. Where do I find a house? You don't, not right now. Get in line. Yeah. Hold on. Or, hey.
Yeah.
20, 30.
They're all spread out on the price line. So it makes it a little bit easier for me. They're not all fighting for the same house.
Right. Right. But that's good. It's a classy problem. It's a good problem in a way, but it can wear you out. So how would someone get in touch with you, Lance?
Easiest way is my cell phone. I have my cell phone on me. You probably hear it beeping as we were going through our podcast. Even though I have it on silent, I still have it on vibrating mode. I thought I did. Thought I had it turned off, and I apologize.
I was more interested in what you had to say. No worries. Yeah.
No, but my cell phone is the best way to get a hold of me. My telephone number is 254-214-3713. Again, that's 254-214-3713. I also have my website you can get on. It's Homes for Sale in Waco. It's homes4saleinwaco.com. Look me up on social media. You can just Google Lance Donaldson Real Estate Waco. You know, people aren't called Lance very often, but back in the day, people were called right. a lot. Sorry.
Gotcha.
I know this, but
perfect.
No, just look me up. I try to get my number. I put myself out there because I want people to find me. I don't hide my social media. I don't do anything like that. I'm like, here's my name. Here's my number. Call me.
Yeah, you definitely have to make it open to everybody now. I don't think in this business, you know, there's no hiding, right? I mean, if you are, you're probably not doing too well. So, I always ask this of guests on the show. Lance, I always say you're the hit record. I'm the DJ. People still know what records are, you know, but you're the hit. And, you know, take us out this last minute with, you know, something that's on your heart, your mind, your soul, you know, that you really believe that people need to hear right now. And just take us out with that.
All right. Take personal time with your family. Today that we're doing this podcast is Valentine's Day. Whether you have a Valentine, whether you don't have a Valentine, take some personal time to be with your friends and loved ones. Take some personal time for yourself. It is not all about work. I have to make money. I have to do this. Yes, we have to make ends meet. But if you need to cut down on certain expenses, do that for your family, for your friends, and for your mental health. Take those days and take those hours and cherish and enjoy those. Yes, it's easier said than done, especially if you're coming from a place of success. But at the same time, hey, how am I going to make rent? How am I going to buy food for the rest of the week until my next closing? You know, everyone goes through struggles. Just because someone's successful this time doesn't mean that they've always been successful. But take the time out to be with the ones you love, people that you want to be with, and enjoy and cherish those moments.
I love it. That's some great sage advice, Lance, and something everybody needs to, on Valentine's Day, take to heart.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Lance Donaldson, EXP Realty, Waco, Texas. Lance, I'd really like to catch up with you over the next 3, 6, 9 months and, you know, maybe look and see where you're going and hitting all those goals and see how things are going.
Sounds great, man.
Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thanks for having me and hope you have a great, blessed day.
You as well.